Kaufman is here. Good afternoon.
Hi. Hello.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, how do you do your job? I mean, you try to learn it, to train it, and to bring it to perfection, and then just lean back and enjoy.
Yeah, there's a lot of physicality in that. That's both art and, I don't know, being a sportsman, isn't it?
A little bit, yes, absolutely. I think singing should be sports, which makes complete sense because it's all a combination of using the right muscles at the right time. It was underestimated for a long time, I believe, so that people would think if you have a good voice, naturally from God or from whoever created you, your parents, you can just go for it and do it. And the failure rate is quite high because if you just don't know exactly how to do it, you cannot sustain. I mean, you can maybe do something like that once or twice or maybe for a couple of years, but then you run out of juice because you're consuming too much of your material instead of just supporting it and letting it do its thing.
I mean, actually, there was one moment you did run out of juice and you needed to do something different.
Absolutely. Yes, unfortunately, that was the case. And well, it happens, I think, to all great singers sooner or later, that they come to the point where they need to step back and take a deep breath. And my breath took several months. But I cannot say that I really enjoyed it, but at least it somehow widened also my view on what I'm doing and what is important in life, and obviously success is important, and music is something I could not live with, but
live without.
Exactly. But at the same time, you see, there's so many more things. There's family and friends and private life and everything. So I only got aware of that now in that long gap that I had last year, actually.
But before that, you think you were pushing yourself so hard, so ambitious, so that you were hurting the voice?
No, I think that's not the case. I mean, in this case, I mean, you could easily do that. I mean, because I've got many examples of colleagues that actually did, and some struggled and never came back. In this case, it was just kind of an accident. I mean, just a tiny little venom on the vocal cords burst open, and that can happen when you cough, when you sneeze and hold your nose and or something. So with some sudden pressure and pressure release, not related to singing actually, and or you're when you shout.
You were shouting at the kids. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. now I have to blame them for. I could blame them for a lot of things, but not for that, unfortunately. I couldn't get away with that. You see, it's fine. I mean, I was from day one assured by all the doctors that it will be just a matter of time when things would be back to normal. And actually, they were better than normal. At least I have the impression. I mean, and I have, and this is maybe part of because I'm saying now that you look at things differently, because that gap that I had, this deep breath, was actually for something good. Because I feel much fresher, and not only the voice, the whole body, and also mentally, I'm focused more on it. Because I know that I can live even half a year without music, and I will survive. So it's fine. And everyone, all my fans, everybody says, "Wow, the voice is even bigger and stronger now than before." So that doesn't mean that I need that every now and then, but you just have to find a positive side.
Useful once in a lifetime, maybe. Jonas Kaufman is here. This Parsifal, I mentioned the review in the Herald today. It was very humorous. They always rate operas out of 5 stars. It's normally 3 stars, or you know, sometimes 4. The guy says, "I've got to give it 5.5 stars," and everyone says, "But it's only out of 5." you magnificent, immaculate, spellbinding. All these reviews, the Australian reviewers aren't the first to notice. The New York Times recently called you the most important tenor of your generation. How does it feel when you arrive like that?
Well, at the beginning, fortunately, I didn't arrive overnight. So I somehow got used to all these superlatives and all those all that pressure actually that is on my shoulders, if I may say, because I'm not the only one, fortunately, and there are many more coming up. And I've just in the couple of years and months even saw a few great young talents that I hope will come through and help
push supporting them down, us. Push them down the stairs.
The Opera House is
very good for achieving this. It's got lots of stairs.
That is very true. But it's a soft landing into the ocean.
The thing about Parsifal, everyone says, is the emotional story of it. It's for the central character, it's 5.5 hours long, but an incredible life journey, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's something very strange, I have to say, because whenever I witness it on stage or even off stage now that I know the piece so well, it has something special. I mean, of course, it's the last of many works of Wagner, and he knew what he was doing. I was just always referring it to Otello, which was also one of the very last pieces of Verdi, who also had a lifetime of experience, and then as an old man wrote this fantastic piece.
I should explain, you've just finished Otello with the Royal Opera.
Exactly, yeah, that was my very first attempt to it, many more to come. But this is also one of those milestones, those key roles that if you've mastered those, I mean, you've done a hell of a job. And but it is something special with this Parsifal, and it's very much beyond Christianity. It has yes, of course, we're talking about religious people or people who believe in something, but the way it's been delivered and the way Wagner accompanies it with his music is so seductive. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible. I mean, it just takes your hand and he just leads you through hours and hours of music, and it feels so natural and easy. And I've had many people who've maybe also the other night here, but the last time I did it on stage, people told me that they didn't realize that the first act is almost 2 hours, and that you just wake up out of this dream. And think, my goodness, it's already over. It's maybe 30 minutes in. And this is what I mean. But because this music is very long and very extensive, but it somehow has a potential to just bring you to another world or another dimension or whatever it is. I always say it's really a transcendent journey that you're undergoing there as an audience, and obviously also as part of the stage crew, because it is a hell of a long night, because you're standing there for forever. And for me as Parsifal, actually the most challenging part is not the singing, is not the phrases. Now, maybe before, you see, years and years ago when I tried to that part for the first time, and when I sang this big aria Am Fortes die Wunde for the first time, I was so exhausted after those couple of pages that I thought, I mean, I could never be able to sing the entire part. But then, of course, you somehow get better and better, and you can sing longer and longer, and ultimately you master it. But now it's not the singing, it's the waiting. It's the, you stand there and you don't sing for in act one on stage, you don't sing for about 40 to 45 minutes, but you're always on stage. You witness everything. Everyone can see you taking all that in, and that is extremely tiring.
So how do you keep your voice warm when you're not singing for 45 minutes?
Yeah, you from time to time you turn around and you hum maybe with a chorus or something to just get a little. Yeah, it's really difficult. It is extremely challenging, and also the stamina. I mean, of course, maybe also with the jet lag and everything. And I was speaking to Kwang Chul Yung, who sang a marvelous Gunemans the other night. He had the same feeling. I mean, we walked off stage towards the end together, and we both looked at each other and said, "We need to go to bed now. We're tired." He said, "No, no, wait. There's another aria to come. I have to." He said, "Yeah, but I have nothing. I could go because it was really." The whole body was screaming for, give me a chair or better give me a bed.
We're talking to Johannes Kaufmann, who's in town for the Opera Australia's Parsifal. Here's a little bit of the Carmen Flower Song, sung by Johannes. Johannes. Now, could you just do it again a bit more powerfully, though?
Yeah, exactly. I was just wondering what's going on. Maybe it's the headphones or something. Yeah, I don't know. No, all kidding aside, it is actually true that, that when you record something, and also when they do these live transmissions, either radio or in television, they have this device called limiter, because by law, you cannot go over a certain decibel or whatever amount. So it is very frustrating when you sing and then you listen to it and you realize, I mean, you're getting louder and louder. And for the audience in the hall, it is, you have that sensation, but then suddenly this limiter kicks in and on television, your sound
goes down to Mickey
Mouse.
Well, that's why
you've
got to go and see it live. That's it. You brought the kids to Sydney with you.
I did, yes.
You took them on Bridge Climb?
Yes, I did. I mean, I have to say before, I mean, we had a long discussion in family, and they were quite afraid because first when we were back home, I told them about it, and it's such a great experience. Well, I haven't had the pleasure so far, but I assumed, and everybody told me and praised it as so fantastic, especially on a lovely day like today. And so we had the perfect day, and I literally just came down.
And you can see the stairs. The best thing is you can see the
you
hall.
You can see the opera house.
The hall in which you're performing.
No, I'm not sure whether this is the best, but it is quite spectacular. The view is amazing, and it is not frightening at all. I mean, if you are not afraid of heights, it is 100% secure, and it is amazing. I mean, even with the whole family, something really, really something to remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I bet.
And they say it's the most beautiful harbor in the world, and my sister's here with her family too, and they live in Hamburg, and they're very proud of their harbor. But they said, actually, you know.
Yeah, ours is better.
Exactly.
Hamburg's fine. Hamburg's fine. Ours is better. Well, I hope you said to the kids, that's where Dad's doing the bit of a show tonight, you know, bit of a show on Saturday.
Exactly. Yeah, what? Yeah. No, it's interesting to see that from above, because when you look from the front, you don't see the buildings, the whole building, and you don't see the difference in sizes and everything, because, you know, the bigger one is the concert hall where we will perform at the moment, because the smaller one, the opera house, is under construction at the moment, so it's closed. But
and also the sense that those sails or orange segments or whatever they are sailing on the harbour, you know, that's the thing you see from up there, I think.
Yeah.
How nice to meet you. How fantastic for Sydney to have you performing. There's a couple more performances. Saturday matinee, I think it's sold out, but there's a performance on Monday as well of Johannes Kaufmann in Parsifal Opera Australia. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my pleasure.
What
Thank
fun.
You.
This is actually from Parsifal.
Yeah.
And we applaud.
Hey.
We applaud as well. Thank you so much for coming. Yeah, Johannes Kaufmann. Isn't he lovely, says Steve on the text. Now, let's check the traffic.
Traffic, ABC Radio Sydney.